This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Top leaders of major political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows. Voting for this phase will take place in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh and at Sagar district in Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a poll meeting at Allapura in Kerala this afternoon. BJP President JP Nadda addressed a public meeting at Bhagalpur in Bihar. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attended an election rally in Amravati Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge spoke at a social justice conclave organized by the party in the national capital. In Arunachal Pradesh, free polling was held at 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies in Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency amidst tight security today. Voting began at 6 a.m. and continued till 2 p.m. The Election Commission had declared the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections as void. Elections for the 2 parliamentary constituencies and Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh was held in a single phase on 19th of this month. The Supreme Court today reserved its verdict on a batch of petitions seeking a 100% cross-verification of the vote count in electronic voting machines or EVMs with Voter Verifiable Paper Audit Trail VVPAT paper slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta posed a series of questions to the Election Commission of India about the functioning of the EVMs. The ECI assured that it is impossible to tamper with the EVMs at any stage. It further clarified that the microcontrollers cannot be accessed physically and have a one-time program burnt into them. ECI added that there have been 41,629 instances of random verification to date and over 4 crore VVPAT paper slips were matched. While reposing faith in the ECI, the bench clarified that it would look into the possible reforms needed to strengthen the current polling system. The Supreme Court, however, disagreed with the idea of a return to paper ballots. Marking the National Panchayati Raj Day, the Ministry of Panchayati Raj is holding a one-day national colloquium on grassroots government in New Delhi today. Speaking during the inaugural session, Secretary of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj Vivek Bharadwaj hailed the regularization of panchayati elections as the most significant achievement of the 73rd Amendment. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted the pressing issue of climate change and underscored the critical role of forest conservation in combating its effects, addressing the convocation ceremony of Indian Forest Service probationers at Forest Research Institute in Dehradun today. The president said that mankind is deliberately making the mistake of forgetting the importance of forests. The 10th round of India-Japan consultations on disarmament, non-proliferation and export control was held in Tokyo today. The two sides exchanged views on developments in the areas of disarmament and non-proliferation relating to nuclear, chemical and biological domains, outer space security, non-proliferation issues, conventional weapons and export control. In Shanghai Archery World Cup Stage 1, the Indian men's and women's compound teams have reached the finals today. The Indian men's team of Abhishek Verma, Priyansh and Prathamesh Fuge edged out South Korea 235-233 in the semi-final, and the women's team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Atiti Gopichand and Parneet Kaur defeated Estonia to reach the finals. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.